I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. As Toronto prepares to loosen further restrictions and reopen amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the city is boosting vaccine availability for Scarborough. Team Toronto's new initiative, Vax the East, is the largest vaccine campaign to date. Clinics will be established in several schools within the Toronto District School Board and key community hubs around busy intersections in the East End. The 10-day campaign runs until February 21st. Other vaccine campaigns, like the recent Vax the North at York University's Aviva Center, are normally 2 days long. Scarborough communities, especially near the eastern border of Durham Region, are averaging vaccine rates with at least the first dose between 79 to 86%, according to the City of Toronto website. These numbers are well below the city average of 91%, which Toronto Mayor John Tory announced as a critical milestone to begin 2022. During the recent COVID-19 city update, Tory spoke on the need to ensure vaccines are easily accessible, residents are made aware, and that the Scarborough neighborhoods will continue to increase their vaccine percentages.
The Vax the East campaign will focus on neighborhoods with lower vaccination rates. Yesterday, for example, we focused on Malvern, Morningside, Scarborough Village, and Tam O'Shanter Sullivan neighborhoods, and today we will focus on the West Hill area. And despite this continued progress, we've had some neighborhoods that have fallen behind. And there's been an absolute resolve on the part of Dr. Davila, Councillor Cressy, the Chair of the Board of Health, myself, and the other leadership team at the city in terms of our vaccination campaign, that we are determined to see that no neighborhood, no person is left behind, and that it's up to us to take the steps that we're taking, including the hyperlocal clinics, including our ambassadors who are out knocking on doors, every step we can take to make sure that no one is left behind.
Further, Tory said Team Toronto staff will be in the neighborhoods to speak to residents and offer information on vaccines. Information and all vaccine appointments will be offered in several different languages, Tory said. Other public areas in Scarborough, like the Toronto Zoo, will continue its walk-ins as well.
In that regard, we've sent out voice messages with vaccine and Vax the East clinic information to thousands of households identified by Toronto Public Health as being eligible for a vaccination. And we have the ambassadors out knocking on doors, and we have people sharing information and getting over some of the hesitancies people have about getting vaccinated. We've translated clinic and other information about vaccines into more than 10 languages that are in broad use in this area of the city: Tamil, Tagalog, Bengali, Urdu, Farsi. These are the top 5 non-English languages spoken in the neighborhood that we're in today. And these are the kinds of efforts that we're making, an all hands-on-deck effort to make sure that we can reach out to people who as yet haven't taken advantage of the opportunity to be vaccinated.
In addition to increased vaccine clinics, the Scarborough Health Network is continuing its campaign, Love Scarborough, to bring awareness to its underfunded healthcare facilities. The campaign established a goal of $100 million in January to help modernize and provide the same innovative technology that other Toronto hospitals offer, according to its website. One of the current fundraising initiatives is a clothing collaboration with Scarborough Spots. Its slogan is, "Toronto isn't Toronto without us." More details on Scarborough Health Network news to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.